Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am so excited about being with you all today. I'm thankful today. I'm extremely thankful. I am thankful that I get to fellowship with you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. I am so excited that you guys are joining me and that you're taking interest in the show and that everything is just going so beyond what I ever expected. This is just such a blessing for me. So I am thankful for you guys today. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And this is just such a great opportunity for us to really lift each other up and really encourage one another and be there for one another. And just, this is just such an exciting time for me because this is really where we are really tested in our patience and we are really just focusing more on God, even though this should be a day, every day of fellowship with our Father, every day being thankful. I love when, you know, the world is all in agreement during these seasons and we are just so pleasant to one another. And thankful for just being alive. So I just want to just express that. I want to tell you guys, you know, the show has just been really doing well, and I want to thank you for that. Since September, we started, and so I have absolutely not one complaint. I mean, I'm blown away by the participation, the guests, my producers. I'm so honored to have this opportunity, and I want to thank them as well. They're in the, you know, background, so they know that I'm thankful. You know, to Don and Doug, I'm so blessed by them, and just, you know, all of you, all of the guests, it's just been so wonderful. And so with that being said, I'm adding an extra segment to the show, and because it's, you know, we're kind of pacing ourselves, and just like I said, we started in September, and things are moving so quickly, God had put it on my heart to actually add a segment to the show called Real Talk with Dr. Gina. So this means that I will be having a conversation with you all about a topic that the Lord had placed in my heart, or even just a trending topic or whatever that I'm led to talk about. But today we're going to be talking about competition and being competitive. And in 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. And verse 25, it says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. And verse 26, therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So I wanted to share that verse. That's what he gave me to share. And so with that being said, what was in my spirit and how this scripture kind of backs it up is that we're very competitive and by nature. We want to win and we're motivated by certain things. And God wants us to get in a place where we're motivated by him and not motivated by jealousy or motivated by envy or motivated by proving something to someone or motivated by getting back at someone. A lot of times people are competing by themselves, and a good game is always when the two competitors know that they're competing against one another. And so when you're competing against someone that's going about their business, it's a lost competition. It makes absolutely no sense. You're fighting the air. Like it said in the scripture, you're boxing against the air when you should be focusing more on yourself and your relationship with God. And so God wants us to be motivated to win whatever obstacle we have, whatever opposition, whoever's our opponent, through him, because he says, stand still and see his salvation, and that the battle is not ours, but it is his. So when we're motivated by getting back or motivated motivated by proving something to somebody or motivated by, you know, just being jealous and envious, we're actually aimlessly fighting because our motivation is through the lust of the flesh, and all of that is of a sinful nature. So we can't win that way. And a lot of times people are disqualified by their own actions. They're disqualified by their own negligence, because it takes consistency to win. And when you're motivated by the vision that God has given you, and you're motivated by Him and doing what is pleasing Him, then you will be able to win the prize. He gives you the strength. He gives you the encouragement. He gives you the means, the provision for you to be able to, you know, to win. And so this is when we say, when you seek Him, all things will be added onto you. Then that's what it is. You have to seek Him. And so in order to win anything, even against the adversary, even against your enemies, when you seek Him, then all things will be added onto you. Gifts, your gift will make room for you. And not only that, I want to encourage you guys that remember that God said that He will make your enemies your footstool. And not even just that, He also said that He prepared a table in the face, the presence of your enemies. So your enemies is going to always be there, because God is going to lay it out for you right in front of them. So you don't have to worry about competing against nobody. You don't have to worry about being jealous, envious. You don't have to worry about being competitive against no one, to prove nothing to nobody. God calls you an overcomer already. You are more than a conqueror. So you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Actually, when you operate in that, being motivated by that, what people will see is more of you and not of God. And so because we want God to be glorified and we want Him to get all of the credit, because we can't do nothing without Him, we must submit to Him and seek Him and allow Him to do what He needs to do in our lives and for our lives. And we have to trust Him. And believe me, a lot of times God will allow these things to happen so you can be tested and tried and to see exactly where you are. It's not always the enemy that's doing something. It's God allowing these things so these things can be purged out of you, and so you can become more like Him. And while you're walking and He's ordering your steps to success, people will see Him, and favor will continue to be upon you. And that's what you want. You want to have favor, so you could be amongst kings and queens, so you can be amongst dignitaries, you could be amongst the greatest of the greats, and God will use you mightily. So do not worry about being competitive against anyone else. Allow God to fight your battle. Stand still and see your salvation, because nobody's ever going to love you more than He does. And despite the disappointments and despite the letdowns and despite those that have walked away from you, the only person you got to please is Him, God Himself, because He loves you so much and He wants that time and attention from you directly. So I just wanted to encourage you about that. May this word truly bless you all today. And as we move forward, speaking of competitions, I want to remind everybody about the competition, the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Jingle Competition, where you will win $500. Oh, I'm so excited. You got until the end of January, January 31st at midnight. You have the opportunity right now. This competition has been going on since the beginning of the month. You have an opportunity right now to put your talent to use. I'm telling you, if you're a teenager, if you are even a 10-year-old, if you got the equipment to produce your music, if you got a microphone to sing it or rap it or whatever, I'm telling you, this is 30-second jingle. This is your opportunity. I'm so excited because I've gotten some submissions in, and some of them I'm talking about are so banging. I want to play it right now, but that wouldn't be fair. I have to be patient, right? So patience is a virtue. So I have to wait until everybody gets theirs in, and we're going to go, all of the executive producers and all of the team is going to get together. We're going to listen to all of them, and we're going to choose that winner. I'm not going to be the only one in presence, but we're going to have a team that's going to go over every one of them, so we could get it done and choose the one that is going to suit for 1 year. So I'm so excited. So that's something to be look forward to. And so also, speaking of competition, again, this is the day that we're talking about the Watkins Hornets, my favorite football team in ever, okay? This is my favorite football team. My son has played for this football team. My special guest today is going to be Brian Cobbs. He is the first guest today, and he's going to be talking with us about everything that Watkins Hornets has been able to accomplish in this season and the years before. I'm telling you, this is a great program. I'm so excited to be a part of it. I'm so excited just to even know the coaches and just see the growth and just be a part of such a winning team. They are so fabulous. They do such a great job. And Brian Cobbs being one of the ones that's over the program, he is really great with these kids. Every one of these coaches are awesome. When you talk about giving, you're talking about giving of your time. You talk about giving of your life, giving of your love. You are, this right here is just such an awesome program. I've seen them work. I trust my son around them. He has grown so much, and they have watched him grow since he was 6 years old. He's been playing with them since he was six, and he's 10 now. So, I mean, this is just such a honor to really have them on the show with me today, and they're going to be discussing more about the program and more about the mentorship and how these kids are being influenced and affected by the lives of these men that actually sacrifice their time. And, you know, a lot of times when we're going about the day and, you know, the struggles of the day or just all of that, we don't realize that there's people behind the scenes actually making things happen. We don't realize those angels that are in our children's school or in our rec center or after school programs. We don't realize those, you know, adults that speak into our children's lives. So for this, we need to be prayerful, praying for these men, praying for these women that stand in the gap when we're at work and we're not with our children all throughout the day. We have to really, really stand and pray for them, pray for their efforts to not be in vain, that they will see the fruit of their labor, and pray that they will have the provision and what they need to get these kids to where they need to be, especially in football programs, soccer programs, and et cetera. We want to make sure that they have what they need, because it is parents that are struggling at home, and just to know that some of these coaches pull money out of their own pockets to make sure that these kids have a successful year and that they're motivated by their accomplishments and that, you know, they can do all things and be great. So I am so excited to have Brian Cobbs on the show today, and also Everett. He's going to be on. Mr. E is what we call him. I'm so excited that he is going to be joining us as well. And he's going to be talking about his program called Young Men Future Leaders. His name is Everett Brown, better known as Mr. E, and that's my workout buddy. But I'm just so glad to get him on here as well, because he's part of coaches sometimes with Brian Cobbs, so he's very, very familiar with the whole program. So I'm excited about having these gentlemen on here, because it's all about giving back. It's all about motivating, encouraging, and supplying for our children. When one lacks, someone else picks up. We cannot just turn a blind eye to the needs of our children. We have to dig in our pockets. We have to give our time. We have to, you know, use our skills or whatever we have to give back in the community. So I am just so honored to have them on. And I think they're ready to come on now. Brian Cobbs, are you on now? We can go ahead and get started with you.
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Dr. Gina?
Hey, Coach Brian, what's going on? I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm just proud that you even allowed me to come on your show to talk about the Watkins Hornets football program and the things that we done embarked over the years at Watkins and therefore.
Well, this is such a great thing, because like I was telling the listeners, you know, I've been knowing you guys since my son was in first grade, and he's been playing with you guys, and I have never had any complaints, and I'm just so thrilled that you guys have just, you know, been such a team of accomplishments, and I really want to go into that. Tell me about how this season has turned out for you guys, and where are you at right now, and then I want to go into, you know, the history about it. I want to go into the coach, you know, the background and what you all do outside of football. How did you do this year? Because, you know, this is still football season. Everybody's hot for football right now.
Oh, yes. As of right now, we are embarked in a new league. It's called the AYFL, and we was in the Southern Maryland Conference. We had eight teams this season, And all eight teams made it to the Southern Maryland Conference Championship, with seven of us winning the SMC Championship.
Wow.
Right now we have, yes, also right now we have two teams that qualified to go to Orlando, Florida for the AYF National Championship. But right now we in a little situation when it comes to funds and trying to get these young men, these young student athletes down to Orlando. We have put up like a GoFundMe. It's on our webpage. This whole lot of things that we have gone along with these student athletes, we're like mentoring them and working with them through not just during football season, but each and every day.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, so what exactly, okay, so they're going to the Nationals, and so what does that entail? So when you get the finances, what is that including with the kids? What is that providing for them?
If we're trying to raise $30,000, that will cover the kids' traveling, their lodging, their food while they're there, also take them to some of the park down in Disney, because some kids, you know, don't get a chance to leave their own town. A lot of these kids never been to Disney World before, so we just want to give them the whole experience of being there, as well as, you know, they still have mandatory study hall and homework they have to do, but they would be out of a school for a week.
Okay. Well, give us some history about it. I know some of the listeners are interested in knowing more background about it. So you said that you're a part of the AYFL, American Youth Football League, right?
Yes.
And you guys are going to Kissimmee, Florida National Championship, and you got how many teams is going now?
We have two teams, which is ages range from 11 to 13, which is a peewee team and a junior midget team.
Okay, and what are the ages of that for the junior midget team?
Those ages consist of 12 and 13-year-olds, and for the peewees is 11 and 12-year-olds.
Okay, so they're young. This is so exciting. So how many total? How many boys all total?
On the peewee team, it's 25 young men, and on the junior midget team, it's 22 young men.
Oh, wow. And these are all students, all scholar students. Are they from all over? I mean, what is the majority of your players? Are they from just all over the metro area, or they're from a specific school?
They are all over the metropolitan area. At Watkins, we have a policy that we try not to turn any kids away, so any kids are welcome to participate in the program. And by, you know, having strong volunteer coaches that teaches the game and work with kids, we was allowed to have kids come travel a nice distance to participate in the program, the football program at WAF.
Wow. So, Brian, so what do the coaches do? Give us a little background about the coaches. I mean, how involved are they in these children's lives?
A lot of them spend more time with these kids than they do with their own family. And like I said, they don't get a dime. It's all volunteer. They are like, a lot of our kids are single, live in single family homes. So a lot of these coaches are like dads to these kids, because, you know, we keep them on a weekend, we keep them on a weekday. We doing something real big today by teaming up with my buddy Rob Jeter down in front of the homeless shelter, the Wildest Hornets. We help him feed the homeless today around 4 o'clock. So we do a lot of other things besides football, but we're just trying all our best to make sure we raise the money to get these kids down to Kissimmee, Florida, so they can experience maybe a life-changing thing for them.
You know what? And I love this, because this is what people need to understand, and this is what iron sharpens iron is. It's not a practical matter, and this is what I try to instill, you know, in people. What I've learned is that even when you don't have, you still have enough to give. And just like in this situation, you know, during Thanksgiving time, you guys are trying to raise money to get these kids to the championship competition in Florida, and at the same time, you guys are giving back and feeding the homeless without any pay or anything. And I just think that that says a lot about the character of the organization, and it makes me very excited to be a part of it, because it's all about giving back. I'm telling you, people don't understand that when you sow, you will reap, and God will always provide exactly what you need. And these kids need $30,000, and you know, I'm believing God, and I want all my prayer warriors and intercessors, you know, to pray and intercede and stand in the gap. And if you have something to give, no matter the amount, if you have something, you know, I know that God can multiply that seed. And I normally don't do this, but I just believe in this is a time of giving and giving thanks and giving back. And for something like this, this is a powerful movement for our youth. We're always talking about how our youth are being, you know, taken advantage of or beat or abused by, you know, police or whomever else. And now we have several organizations, not just Watkins, but we're, you know, several organizations in your community, or even just Watkins, if you're looking for someone somewhere to sow in this time, they're doing everything to help these children become men and be a part of society. And how, oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, Brian. We talked about this once before. You've had a couple of your students go, I mean, student athletes go to college. And that's what you guys train them for. You prepare them not only for, you know, playing football, but you prepare them for potential scholarships and things like that. And that's why you guys are very hard on them as far as with their academics. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, we are building student athletes. I always stress students first and athletes second, because you use your athleticism to get you that scholarship, whereas that you don't have to continue your sports as long as you get an education and be able to pursue and do things in your life that you can, like football can be taken from you today or tomorrow through injury, but your education will always be there. So we always strive and put student athletes first. A lot of our young men have left our program, have went along to college. Some have graduated, but they find their way back at Watkins just to show their face and give the kids some advice about how they was when they was at Watkins. And it's just a wonderful thing to see young men just come back. I've been at Watkins since 1997. So I have now I'm dealing with another generation of kids that through my program that has I had a mother and a dad in my program. Now I have the kids, I have grandkids. So it's like a family atmosphere there. And it's about, like I said, it's about giving your time and giving back. And these young men knew that from day one that we had their best interest, and their best interest to make sure they get an education. We have a lot of kids playing that played on Sunday night out at University of Maryland in the Master versus Good Counsel game. We had a lot of young men that came out of Watkins playing yesterday in D.C.'s annual Gravy Bowl. And on tomorrow, we got a couple of young men that's playing in the actual Turkey Bowl. So we just helping them keep pushing forward to make let them know that it's something else besides football, so you always have something to lean back on. And that lean back on is education, because, you know, and D.C. is changing, and it's different from when I grew up. You know, so I always tell them that, you know, stay positive, because it may be hard for you, but somebody else got it worse off than what you have. So just cherish the time and just, you know, just make sure you give your all to all these men. So, you know, I'm one of the guys, not few of us, and say I deal with all kids. I don't care, you know, where you play. It's about the kids of this city to me.
Exactly. We got a caller. Brian. Donna's on line 3. Donna?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you? Good morning.
I'm fine, and you? Good morning. I'm calling in. I want to say thank you, Brian. Brian was the one of the coaches for my grandson, Lawrence, and I just wanted to say and extend my thanks to him. I'm very aware of the Watkins program. My daughter, she also assist with Watkins as a volunteer. And I want to extend my thanks and my gratitude to Brian because they have a really strong program at Watkins. And out of many of the programs that I've seen in the D.C. area, this is one of the programs that helps to nurture and prepare our youth to go beyond their youthful years and into adulthood to provide, to maintain productive lifestyles. So, Brian, I do have one question. What is the funding like? I know in the past DPR has assisted with these, with the fundings and all of that stuff. I hear you all speaking that you need funds. What is the protocol for some of the other organizations that have helped you in the past? What are they? Are they instrumental in helping this year, or how do we need to reach out to them?
We can try to reach out. This season, we are considered an independent program because, you know, we have a Pop Warner lead and we also have an AYF lead. We moved the Watkins football program to the AYF lead because the game for the kids can have an actual football season because there was no teams in the city in their division, which is a Division I lead. So we had to do what's best for the program, what's best for the kids at Watkins. And because of the D.C. has their own in the lead that they only take care of the teams that are on their lead. So if you're not in their lead, it's hard to get funding. So that's why we're taking the angle of trying to, you know, put up our GoFundMe and have people, you know, donate through going our website and just see what we can get to make sure we're sure that these kids, these group of young men that work so hard from the summer to now, that they will be able to go experience Florida. And it's just, you know, like I said, like Regina said, I just pray and just pray and just hope, you know, December 4th, our kids be on their way because I know, you know, God will make sure of that. So I took a soul and just thankful that she allowed me on this show just to try to reach people that we haven't reached and see what we can get because anything, it can be a quarter. Anything help these kids to achieve the accomplishment that they have done all year long.
Well, I definitely can hear your heart, Brian, and can you give the information out? Because we need to do that throughout the show, the GoFundMe information and the website. Can you go ahead and give that out?
Yes, the GoFundMe is www.gofund.me/Watkins Hornet. Also, you can go on our page, which is the Watkins Hornet Youth Association.org. Also, we are on Facebook under Watkins Hornet Youth Association. We are on Twitter under Watkins Hornet Youth Association and also on Instagram. So those ways that you can, you know, reach out if you don't feel comfortable with doing GoFundMe, you can make a check payable out to Watkins Hornet Youth Association. And even you can hand bring it to Watkins Recreation Center at 42012 Street Southeast. Or go on our webpage, and it'll give you an address where you can mail it. Like I say, anything that you can do to help these young men out will be well, well appreciated. And I know they will thank you. And you also will receive a thank you letter back from the Watkins Hornets program just thanking you for what you, you know, help these young men for.
Thank you, Donna, so much for your question. Did he answer everything for you?
Thank you. Yes, he did, and I just want to say to whomever is listening, please support the Watkins Hornets. These youth really need your support, and it would be a sad commentary if we did not help and support them in their endeavors. I thank you so much, Brian, again, and I thank you, Gina, for being a host.
All right. God bless you. Okay, so I wanted to say, listen, listeners, this is, like I said, this is not an ordinary situation. It's not often that I would even present such an opportunity like this. But like I say, these children have worked so hard. And me personally, I have been a part of the program since my son was six years old. And, I mean, this is not uncommon. Every year there's a need with any organization that has a youth or anything that needs funding. And that's what happens. I mean, we come together corporately as a youth unit and make things happen. And so I'm just really thankful that we could get this going for the Watkins Hornets. And how Watkins Hornets is spelled W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Hornets, H-O-R-N-E-T-S. And you, like he said, you can go on www.watkinshornets.org or GoFundMe. What is that, /, you said, Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
/ Watkins Hornets. And go ahead and do your contribution. Like he said, you'd be surprised. The numbers of the radio listeners that we have on Dr. Gina's radio chat, I mean, $5, $1, $10, $20, 50 cent. I mean, whatever you have is a blessing. You sow a seed and you reap, because I know it's some need in your own household. Everybody has a need. If we had everything, we wouldn't need God. Amen. Look, I'm about to preach. Listen, I just wanted to thank you, Brian, for your time. We're going to have Everett, Mr. E, come on and talk about young men, young leaders. Are you there, Mr. E?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mr. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, we got Coach B on the line.
Hey.
He's
hey, how
here.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Okay, so listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wish y'all could see the view I'm looking at right now.
Okay, where are you at?
Right now I'm spending time with family in Ocean City for Thanksgiving. So,
okay,
you know,
well, I'm so glad that you can join us via phone. Let's get right to it. You are Mr. E. Everett Brown. You are over young men, young leaders, right?
Yes, young men, future leaders. Yes, I am.
Young men, future leaders. I'm so sorry. I just young. Young men, future leaders. Tell the listeners about what you are contributing to our young boys. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, there's a mentoring program that we have that is also located at Watkins Recreation Center. I try to mentor the boys and, you know, instill, you know, all kinds of different things in them that they're going to need to become young men, values, table etiquette, things of that nature. Just all around just being positive in the way they can be.
Okay. So pretty much similar to so that's the energy that's going on, which is so awesome. That's the energy that's going on where you guys are located in D.C. is that you have the Watkins football team, and then you have also young men, young leaders. This is pretty exciting because both of the kids, a child can actually come from your program and actually still be a part of Watkins Hornets, right?
Yes. Actually, a lot of the football players at Watkins participate in the Young Men Future Leaders program. So we have both sets of kids come to both programs.
Wow. And you know what? That is such a blessing because in your program, you might have to go in because I'm hearing wind. You might have to go in, Mr. E.
Okay,
I know you're
no problem.
Enjoying the view, but the wind is, we can hear it on air. Okay,
no problem.
So with that being said, young men, future leaders are actually, what would be the difference between that and them being a part of the football program? What are you giving to these kids that are just a little different? Because I know it's similar. You check on their homework and teachers and things like that too, right?
Yes. I go to their classrooms. I check on their homework, make sure the homework is done. But the most important thing that's dear to my heart is the fact that I try to give them love. The thing that I have to try to get emotional a little bit is because of the fact that, these young men sometimes don't have fathers in their lives. And each and every day, I try to let them know that they are loved. So along with the mentoring and the teaching and all that, the love is probably the most important part for me.
Okay. I'm hearing wind, Mr. E. So, okay.
Hold
so
on one
with that,
second. Let me check this off.
So tell me about your experience and your passion about imparting into these kids. What is it, you know, what drove you to want to start this organization?
Well, the organization actually started, it's been 2 years now. It used to be called Boys to Men, but the name has been changed to Young Men Future Leaders. So we've been up and running for 2 years at Watkins, and my passion for it and made me start the program was my dad wasn't there in the household. I was raised by two women, my grandmother and my mom, and they did the best that they could. So I can understand and relate to them a lot, because some of these kids grew up in single, you know, single mom homes, having only their mom there. So I try to be there as much as I can for them, you know. But again, like I said, it's a passionate, just heartfelt thing for me. I enjoy their company. They love me, and I just love doing what I do. We just recently had a fellowship with my boys, and we had a Thanksgiving celebration, and it was really big for us. It was our first time doing it. So, you know, fellowshipping is what I like to do.
So your connection with Brian, I mean, what is that? How did you guys come together?
Oh, man, I can't say enough about Brian. Brian and I have known each other for years before we even started working together at Watkins. Brian has helped me through some dark times. You know, like I said, I didn't grow up with a dad, but my stepdad, when he passed, Brian was there for me. He was there to lift me up when I was in that dark place. And, you know, without him, I don't think I would have made it through those times, because I was really going into some dark and evil places that I really know that my heart shouldn't have been. But Brian helped me through that.
So your thoughts about, you know, where they are now, because I know you've seen him grow with the Watkins and everything. Was that part of the motivation for you also with your passion to stir up young men, young leaders? I mean, future leaders?
Yes, ma'am. Having a positive leader in your life and, you know, having someone to show you the right path to be able to do what it is that he does is the best thing that I could ever say about a person, especially in my situation. You know, wow. I grew up in, I grew up in a single mom home with my grandmother and things like that. And then after that, I was homeless for a little while, for maybe like a year. Didn't know when I was going to eat sometimes. And I wound up eventually finding a home with my aunt and, you know, things of that nature. So having Brian, I mean, if anybody's out there listening, having Brian Cobbs in your life is probably really, really, really big for your kids, because he's probably one of the most positive men I know. So, I mean, he helped me a lot.
Well, we're thankful that, you know, for these organizations, and there's such a, you know, a wonderful group of strong men that are willing to take the time to be mentors. I mean, how does that make you feel, Brian, that, you know, you're getting, you know, people appreciate your time and efforts and everything you've done through the years?
It makes me feel, it's a smile, like every day after we, you know, come from the same, live in the same neighborhood. I'm a little older. It brings tears to my eyes now, because I always know, you know, we like brothers more than co-workers, you know. And the love that he had for kids is the same love that I had, but I just had to, you know, install in him that sometimes you can't just react. You got to sit back and process stuff before you react. So, you know, I was blessed that they sent Eric to me to work with me. And from that day, because, you know, the word around the streets is Watkins is only a football program, but having a young man like Eric and Joy and Tremaine, who's with our girls program, it just made that center a well-rounded organization. And it is like, you know, we more of a family, even with the parents. You know, from day one, Dr. King, when I met you and working, getting Emmanuel and Watkins, I didn't know you, but it was, I saw that you the passion, and I saw that you're young, you know, your son. So I did what I could in my power to help and assist you. So it's like, it's just in me just to do no matter what. You know, I tell people it ain't about the money that I make, because it ain't a lot, but it's about the lives that I was able to touch that can come back. You know, I get stories on Facebook from kids that I coach that went to Gonzaga, that went to University of Pennsylvania Quakers. And for him to make comments about how I changed his life, you know, because when I was a kid, I was that kid that nobody wanted to deal with. But I had somebody that kept pushing and pushing and pushing to make me to the person that I am. So I just appreciate everything, you know, that people say about me. And like I said, I take that to heart. And Eric know how I feel about him. You know, it's like he's there for me, and I'm there for him, and that can continue. That's how I am with the kids. I'm always going to be there no matter any situation, no matter any wrongdoings or rightdoings. I don't judge people. See, that's my thing. I don't judge you for what you do. I take what you bring to me. And also, you know, and I give respect to everybody. So it ain't too many people that can say anything negative, bad about me, because I'm always being positive. I'm always thinking, you know, a step ahead. You know, what could I do to make you better? What could you do to help you? And Mr. E had those same qualities. So I just, we not that far in age, but we had the same drive when it comes to people and come to W and come to you.
Well, listen, I think it says a lot about character and integrity. I mean, and then again, even with all of that, you know, for the listeners, I mean, you have someone and these two men and a group of other coaches. I mean, we got Darby and all these other people that's a part of the organization that really take time. I mean, to make sure, I mean, their uniforms, their helmets are intact. I mean, it's safety. It's about hygiene. It's about everything. I mean, they cover it all. So just in case there's no time at home to discuss these situations, they are taking care of it. They care so much about these kids, and I have seen them. I've seen them condition the helmets. I've seen them make sure that their, you know, their shoulder pads are strapped on properly. I've seen them go out and buy mouthpieces out of their own pockets when the kids or the parents couldn't afford it. I've seen them buy cleats for the kids that couldn't afford to buy them. I've seen them buy socks and football pants and leggings and whatever else these kids needed. They've always made sure not only did they look successful, come on, but they also were safe and successful. So I'm just telling you now, this is a great seed to sow in. I really, really appreciate. I want to say thank you to all the listeners and everyone that's donating. And we're going to be playing the archive too. I want you to know both Mr. E and Coach Brian and all the others. So I'll be able to post it on Facebook. It'll be on www.drginaprince.com and under Dr. Gina's radio chat and the archive. You'll be able to go on there and you can hear it again yourself. You can send it to people that you believe that may be interested in sowing a seed. Spread the word about this organization, both of them. Watkins Hornets Youth Association and Young Men Future Leaders. These are some great organizations that's helping our communities, keeping our kids safe and keeping us safe. Because guess what? If our kids got something to do and some encouragement and got some vision and got some hope in them, listen, that keeps our streets safe. So nothing is in vain. So I want you to be encouraged to sow this seed. And I even pray over it now that your seed will multiply, that any need in your household will be provided for, that you will receive 100-fold in return for your sacrifice, your donation. Your seed will be watered generously, and God will provide for you and your family and the generations to come in your family, that you will lack no good thing from God, and that he will bless you continuously in every season in Jesus' name. So I'm believing you. Watkins Hornets, www.watkinshornets.org, and also GoFundMe / Watkins Hornets, right? GoFundMe.com/Watkins Hornets. And what's the information for you, Mr. E, for Young Men Future Leaders? What's your it's email or something if you want, if anybody want to, you know, speak, come and maybe speak, or if they want to, you know, participate or just want to keep up with you guys, what exactly is the information they can email you at?
It's Coach E Band at gmail.com. It's band is B period A period N period N D. Coach E Band at gmail.com.
Okay. Coach E B period A period N period D at gmail.com. Did you just say that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you all want to get in touch with Mr. E about, you know, maybe some ideas, or if you're a motivational speaker, or if you have a career or profession that you want to share with these young men and you want to give your time, you know, please get in touch with him and he will get right back in touch with you. But again, I'm believing that every seed that is sown into the Watkins Hornets, for them to get to Gethsemane Florida, and I have been there. It's going to be a wonderful experience. You know that most kids in the urban cities do not get the opportunity to ever go anywhere, and this is an opportunity for these kids to be able to come out of this, get out of the city, have some exposure. Oh my God, you don't know what you could be doing to help these kids by sowing your seed. So I'm really, really believing in all of us coming together as a unit corporately. I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to everybody. You guys need to consider, let God lead you and to sowing. Again, it doesn't matter the amount, just the fact that you will be reaping a harvest just from sowing. And I believe it because I believe the prayers of the righteous avail much. And if I'm praying and Brian's praying and the parents are praying and Mr. E is praying, listen, this thing could get done by December the 4th, right, Brian? They need to be on the bus December the 4th, right?
Yeah. Also, Ms. Jean, I just want to give a shout out to the young man that's making it possible for our kids to feed the homeless. The name of the is Robert Jeter, and the name of his foundation is Making an Honest Living, and he's helping us to give back to the community. And I just want to make sure I said something because he's the one who's helping us to feed the homeless today.
Well, I mean, and that's a blessing. Again, you know, our kids are giving back without a dime, but they're giving back in their time, and that seed is going to be sown. So I'm so glad that you guys are teaching them to sow and sacrifice. We got a caller. Again, his name is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Ahmed.
Hello. Hi, I would like to say Brian Cobb is a very inspirational person, and he has helped me and my family, and we support the Watkins program.
Well, I'm so glad that you are calling. Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time. Did you want to say something else?
We just love Brian. He is a very good and role model for everybody in D.C. area, and we love him. My son loves him. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Ahmed. We thank you so much, Ahmed. Thank you so much. See, I mean, everybody loves the Watkins Hornets. Everybody loves it. Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. Like I said, we're going to be playing the archive over and over again. I'm going to make sure that I blast it out on Facebook. It's not too late. It's just today. I'm going to be playing it. It should be up tomorrow, and you guys will have the link, and you can just blast it out. And I'm believing, you know, what can take us a lifetime to do, God can do it in a blink of an eye. So I'm not even worried. You guys have always been able to make it to the Nationals, and this time is not going to be any different. This time you guys, both teams are going to win. You're going to come back and bring that championship. So let me tell you guys, when you sow your seed, make sure you pray over that seed too, that they come back with the championship, okay? I want us to all be in agreement. Yes, we're raising money today, but we're already going to believe by faith that these kids are going to be on that bus December the 4th on their way to Kissimmee, Florida. You can check on their Facebook page. You can check on all of the Watkins .org website, and you can check and see how they're doing. They're going to be posting pictures, right, B? Don't y'all do that?
Yes, we do all the time.
Okay, y'all going to be posting pictures. Y'all going to be posting pictures and video. And I want to give a shout-out to Jerome Young to take y'all photos. I mean, if you have never seen anything, any of the Watkins Hornets, if this is your first time hearing about them, please check them out. These action fit poses, I mean, they're not even poses, they're action photos, they will blow you away. You can see the hard work that these boys put in. That's why they're champions. That's why they are winners. They have top-notch coaches, and they have top-notch students. Is there anyone that you want to give a shout-out to? Who was your first, I would say, success story, B? I mean, I know you have so many, but when you look back over your career as being a coach, I mean, which one of your kids did you just want to shout out to that went to college and moved on? Can you tell us who they are?
Yes, I'll give a shout out to Rashad James. He was one of my first court kids. I worked with at quarterback, graduated from college. Also, Antonio Dickerson. And I'd like to give a shout out to my godson, who's doing a wonderful job at Damascus Catholic High School, Delonte Hellman. and just shout out, I mean, I may miss names, but I just want to shout out to all the young men that have came through the program that's been very successful and still been successful in their lives. So just shout out to all kids that put on a Watkins uniform who came through our program. I just want to say a lot of y'all set the foundation to what the program is today. 1999, one team, all the way up to 13 at one time, winning championships in three different leagues, the Jabbo Kenner, the Metro, and also Pop Warner. Now we've taken our talents over to the AYF lead, and hopefully we'll bring back a national championship this year and just continue the winning and the learning and teaching tradition at Watkins. So I just want to thank, you know, all the listeners that's here. And, you know, like I said earlier, whatever you can do, it will be very appreciative to myself and my program, you know. So, and also want to shout out Delonte Helen Sr. and Darby Clark, who's on the board with me, the Watkins Hornet Youth Association. It's all these wonderful people that take time out of their busy schedule to support and help Watkins program.
For years. And these are not just people that come in and out of the organization. These people have been a part of this organization from the beginning. If they came in a few years later, it was a few years later, but they've still been there for years. These are just not coaches that's coming in and out of our children's lives. They have been dedicated for years, and some of them don't even have kids that's even part of the program anymore because they've graduated and move on to high school or college. So, I mean, this is surely dedication and purely from the heart, just, you know, just love and compassion. And these kids, I'm telling you, you know, as far as the monies that is donated, please be in mind that this is going to provide for them food, the transportation, the lodging, the taking care of their helmets, their equipment. They will not lack anything. So you guys are... Okay, and we got a caller too. Okay, put them on in. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Patrice Brown.
Okay, hi, Patrice Brown. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hi. Yes, I want to give a shout out to Mr. E, which is my son, and Mr. Brian.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to let them know that they've always done good jobs. I've always known my son to always be there for kids and stuff. This is what he always wanted to do since he was a little boy, you know. And I know Mr. Brian very well. He's a very good gentleman. And I just want to give a shout out and tell him I love both of them. And they both have a wonderful day for looking out for the kids. God bless them. That's all I want to know.
Well, God bless you for calling in, Mother.
Thank you, Mama Graham.
I know you're very proud of them.
I'm very proud of my son. I'm very proud of my son. Very proud of him.
Oh, see, this is what life is all about, the changes, and this is really what Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that you called in to express that. That is such a blessing. I mean, people's lives change, and then they give back. That's what it's all about. We've all got a story, right? So if we got a story and we came out of it, we could be strengthened to impart and help these kids to prevent them from going through any of the things we went through, and just to keep them safe and keep our city and community safe. This is what it's all about.
Yes,
organization, mentorship, impartation, really just pouring in and giving back. So I'm so thankful. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to get ready to go. You guys were great. Again, like I said, we're going to do the archive, and you'll be able to have that and be able to send it out and shoot it out all throughout the weekend. After tomorrow, you'll be able to do that. I'm believing in the full amount for this organization, Watkins Hornets Youth Association. Go check them out. Go check out Young Men Future Leaders. I'm so thank you. Thank you for being on the show, Coach Brian and Mr. E. I appreciate you both.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless
Dr. Gina,
you. Yes.
Can I give a shout out to someone,
seconds.
Please?
We got 2 seconds.
I'd like to give a shout out to Sharice Nelson. Without her, the program would not run.
All right. Well, thank you for Sharnice. God bless you. All right. Well, listen, you guys got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina. God bless you.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.